Viewpoint, CRTV.
At the dawn of a new year, many Cameroonians are already contemplating on the commitments they wish to take in the form of a New Year's resolution. In the following viewpoint, Tewi Lambi revisits the outcome of New Year commitments.
The tradition of New Year's resolutions dates all the way back to 153 BC. A New Year's resolution is a commitment a person makes for the new year. Irrespective of what resolution people take, the objective is to improve life in the coming year. Resolutions can come in many forms. Some people make a promise to change a bad habit, while others make a promise to develop a positive habit. According to Gilbert K. Chasten, the object of a new year is not that we should have a new year, for unless a man starts afresh about things, he will certainly do nothing effective. Many of those who make New Year resolutions hardly carry them before the end of the first month of the new year. Once the glow of a fresh new year wears off, many people struggle to make good on their plans. According to a study published in the Journal of Clinical Psychology, only 46% of people who made New Year's resolutions were successful. That means over half of the people who set a goal for the new year will fail. The study also involved non-resolvers, people who did not make a New Year's resolution but had a goal they wanted to achieve that year. Only 4% of non-resolvers were successful at achieving their goals, a far bleaker result than those who did make New Year resolutions. Naturally, we do not want to be in the camp of those who fail to achieve their aspirations and dreams for 2025, because we cannot improve our lives by chance, but by change.
Tewi Lambi, editorialist, technical advisor number 4 to the Director General of CRTV.